This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is the Six Rings postgame show. Here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
I don't have an update on anybody right now, unfortunately. I appreciate you guys all talking about the injuries this week, so thanks.
Come on, Mike Vrabel. You don't really believe that reporters and, I don't know, radio hosts talking about injuries or the odds of things going south on you could possibly have any affect on the health of the players or the outcome of games, do you? Come on, I know you to be a man of principle, integrity, faith, and reality. Not all that hooey-dooey and hokum that other kooks in the world of sports get involved in. Leave that to the fans. You traffic in reality, Vrabel. Anyway,
he's one of you people. I like to make fun of you people. It felt like a you people kind of a thing. Like you legitimately believe some clown on the radio mentions injuries, you get injuries, and he's responsible.
Right, like that, yeah. You spoke it into existence. What are we talking about? Reading The Secret or something here? Come on, people.
Think if I had that power, I'd use it like gambling wise or something?
I was gonna say, wouldn't you use it for something better than like the health of a football team or the outcome?
Call
of
Zach Taylor, be like, hey, you want me to talk about the Patriots injuries so maybe you can pull the upset? $1,000, I'll do it for you. Like, what are we talking about here?
10 wins on the season. Excellent. Nine
and a win
wins
today.
In a row. And it won, and you did get the win today. We're not going to play the...
Doesn't feel like it.
Well, is this actually like... Okay,
two
questions. Okay. Is this one of those a win that feels like a loss type of games? Kind of-ish, I want to say. And also, Andy, was this a bit more of a trap game than we gave it credit for?
Yeah, I guess you got to say yeah, because Mike Vrabel... And I don't know if he was taking a shot at anybody or referencing negative work on the practice field, but he said something about reinforces the importance of practice and being ready and things of that nature. And I don't know if he was just alluding to a bunch of injuries, so, you know, you practice during the week, you got to be ready to go in the game, or if he was alluding to practice wasn't as great as maybe he wanted. I don't know. There was a weird comment there that might lead you to think there was a trap game, but I also just think, didn't I see the Lions in a dogfight with a bad team? Didn't I see the Seahawks?
You most certainly did. You saw the Seahawks barely survive. They had to survive an onside kick against the Titans when they were winning by 17. And yeah, the Lions won in overtime after Jameis Winston had another famous Jameis game that involved trick plays, long bombs, and yes, untimely picks.
So, that's football. Like, I know people don't want to hear that when we throw out, like, cliches, any given Sunday, or things of that nature. We got ahead of ourselves. We were sort of not take us personally. I don't know what the Patriots did, but I know us personally, as a radio show, were dismissive. I mean, there could not, if you wanted to go back and listen to the Mike Giardi interview on Friday with WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson, four people were absolutely, utterly dismissive of the Cincinnati Bengals. We were disrespectful, right?
Shame, shame, shame. Get out the vegetables again. It's time to walk around Westeros and having people ring the bell and yell shame.
Right. So, you know, if there was any of that with them, then yes. But no, I just think They had some injuries on the offensive line. Drake, who, if you were going to say there was one consistent negative aspect to Drake's game, I feel like it's inaccurate early in games. I feel like that has become a thing going back even to last year where
comes
some balls sail.
Yep. Hot. Hot,
whatever it
hot.
Is. I don't know. I can't. I'm not smart enough. And honestly, he probably isn't quite yet, because if he knew exactly what it was and how to fix it, as they like to say, he'd probably fix it. But if there's one consistently negative part of Drake May's games, it's slow starts. And he had another slow start where one of the bad throws cost you. He actually tried to throw another pick on the very next drive, I think it was, like the first throw.
Well, and
I
was first, like, oh, early boy. On, Andy, there was well before the airmailed pit, like his first pass, somebody, I think it was Hunter Henry, open in the flat. He might have missed him by 2 feet over his head.
Yes, it was Cam Newton bad. That's how bad that was. It was Cam Newton bad. And why do I bring him up? I don't know. Coincidence. Let's just move on. But it's Cam Newton bad, that pass. So he had a bad start. So that plays into it. And, you know, maybe they're playing with house money. I don't know. Were there aspects? To me, the most alarming aspect of this game, honestly, if you made me boil it down to one thing, Gonzo getting beat for that touchdown was the most alarming play in the game. Like, why is there, I don't even know what number receiver he is for them. Fourth? Fifth?
82, Tinsley, who I heard is good. Who I heard on Friday on the Six Rings podcast, Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com said, hey, this Tinsley kid's pretty good. I even believe Trags told us Friday on a radio show that he's good. That
is he as good as Chase or Higgins?
He's their number four receiver. It's Jamar Chase, it's T. Higgins, it's Andre Yoshivas, and then it's Tinsley.
Okay.
And he easily took Gonzo to the touchdown house. On
so their fourth receiver took what a guy who's supposed to be a top three corner, not on your team, a top three corner in all of the sport
to
of football.
The house for one touchdown.
Right. And made it look easy. Made it look absolutely easy. To me, that was the most alarming play in this game. Forget all the other stuff. Drake's going to miss throws over the middle. You're going to get beat if you're Vidarian low, unaccounted rushers, everything.
Ben Brown's going to step on Drake when he's trying to hand off the ball.
Yes,
Ramondre looks slow.
All of those things are factors. But if I can't count on Christian Gonzalez to cover another team's fourth receiver, well, then we might want to pack it up and call it a season.
Let's take it back to the phones. Let's see what everyone else out there in Pats Nation and beyond thinks. The lines are jammed. And we are happy to be here for you guys. Sorja, one of our favorites at EEI, is in Mansfield, and he's on the Six Rings postgame show. Sorja, how we doing, buddy?
15 hard. How are we today?
Great.
Personally, great. Professionally, well.
I feel you guys. It's actually my first time checking in this season, and actually from New Jersey as well, ironically. Really quick here, guys. I just think, like, some of the things that you covered is just, I think these Patriots' chances, like, we are sitting at the number one seed, right? And it is kind of crazy that it's like our vibes are so down, obviously. And I think what my two concerns are, the long-term solutions for this team, right? So I think, obviously, like, the fourth down calls today were absolutely horrendous. Not going for the fourth and one at the end of the half with two timeouts left, but then choosing to go with the fourth and goal when you're running up the well with Stevenson. I think those of them can be fixed. My two long-term concerns are Will Campbell's health, of course, but the competency of this front office. We've been talking about this front office and their ineptitude, I feel like, all season. And how do you not make any trades to build up, you know, your roster? So I think for me, I guess the only thing that you can take from this is that we're 10-2, and I just really hope that, you know, this Patriots team can, you know, still make it out of this season. But I will leave you guys with this. I think this injury at left tackle, it's one of those injuries where you think about, like, if Milton Williams goes down, you can call the next man up, right? If Stevenson is down, you can get the next man up, right? But I think the problem with the left tackle injury, it's not one that bites you in the short term. It catches up with you in the long term. You think about last year with the Chiefs when you had, you know, going from left guard to left tackle, right? You think about right now with the Chargers and how Joe All is altered this season. So, I'm not going to complain about the number one seed, but I do think that we're...
All right, Sorja, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it, pal. Yes, we're just...
That's going to do it for the Six Rings Postgame Show.
And that'll be that. We'll talk to you tomorrow on WEEI Afternoon. Stay tuned for Westwood One's coverage of Sunday Night Football. No, I appreciate... Look,
thanks for the call, Sorja.
Always love to hear from you. Thanks for checking in for the first time on the Postgame Show. All those sentiments apply. We want to try not to walk through the neighbor's yard to get to the car, which is parked outside the front door of the house. Facts. The loss of the left tackle might not bite you in the ass immediately. You might be able to not even feel it, Andy. It could be very well mitigated by scheming, play calling, great coaching from Doug Marrone, Josh McDaniels, Mike Vrabel, whatever. Quicker passes. Drake May is aware of it. He runs away from that. Like, there's a million things you can do. Eventually, at some point, though, if you have a rookie left tackle who's playing at a plus rate in the run game and pretty darn well in the pass game, and he's lost for the remainder of the season, it's going to come back and bite you in the... It's going to bite you somewhere, preferably the backside as opposed to the front side, but it's going to come get you. And if there was a bit of a, shall we say, concerned, harried, or frustrated tone to our voices to begin the show, it's because the Patriots had been skating by for so long with such good health, though depth was a concern of ours all the way back to July. July! And the Patriots chose not to address it at the trade deadline, whether that's because people asked too much of them, whether they weren't willing to pay the price, or they just wanted to leave everyone out there and say, tell you what, let's figure out what you kids are capable of before we go spending draft capital equity or further cash. I don't know, whatever it was, but now here we are. And unfortunately, everything, like Andy mentioned, your top cornerback who's going to want $35 million a season got toasted by somebody's number four. The team was lifeless for the first quarter. They didn't even show up until their quarterback airmailed a pick six. And the injuries. The Josh didn't have his best day either.
He didn't. You can't say you had 17 million plays on goal to go without scoring and say the offensive coordinator was good. I will not say the offensive coordinator was good. He had a down day, and you were in a dogfight. But you did pull out the victory with some help. I did appreciate the honesty of Mike Vrabel. I forgot which answer it was when he said something to the effect like, they gave us one. They let us back in it or something like that with the Flacco pick six. Because if you don't get that Flacco pick six...
Ooh.
Now, to be fair, I'd say the other. If they didn't
get the Flacco
pick six...
It was 10-7 at the time. You're right. I apologize. Yes.
So, like, those two pick sixes were huge for each team. They were part of the reason the Bengals were, on upset alert. And then they were part of the reason you were quelling the upset alert a little bit. But they definitely let you back in. If they don't give you that pick six, and that was an absolute gift... I don't know how this game might turn out differently. And then we're really having a discussion because on top of all the injuries, if you had lost this game and we weren't saying, well, they do have 10 wins, you'd be like, oh, they have 9 wins and they snapped, they're losing. Like all those negativity would have piled up, but you won the game.
So, let's say in the end, let's say Gesicki gets the call against Marcus Jones and now all of a sudden you've got first down at the 12 with 20 seconds left. I mean, there's a chance that maybe Flacco, they're going to take 4 shots straight at the end zone. Maybe he zings one to Chase Brown. Maybe this Tinsley guy gets enough. Who knows?
And that was what Vrabel was talking about, how long the game is and how many ups and downs. And he said something like they need to do a better job bouncing back from good plays and bad plays. And he said started with him. I agree with that. But also, you did win the game. I don't know if he's maybe getting ahead of himself and had, really high hopes and expectations. But when coaches say just go 1-0 every week? Well, you went 1-0 this week. You went 1-0. You may not like everything that happened in the game, but you went 1-0. And if you ask to go 1-0 and you do it, was there joy? Didn't Mike Vrabel a week or two ago say, don't ever let anybody take the joy out of victory?
Oh, yeah. And also, don't forget, in his pregame chat with Melanie, the delightful Melanie Collins in the tunnel on the way out to the field, he talked about finding the joy in these games and the joy in the joy.
Did he have joy?
I don't believe so.
And I know you don't want to have joy at
Look at the Patriots walking off the field, Andy. Save for Jared Wilson, the guy who's got a bum wheel following the injury in the first quarter. The rest of them look like they found out the season was canceled or that their Thanksgiving turkey order isn't coming through.
And a win. So they're not living up to their own I won't say expectations, but the way they want to be, the way they want to go week to week. And I'm not saying you should be doing cartwheels across the locker room and tripping over the crutches that Will Campbell's on. Like, no, you shouldn't be doing that, but this is an opportunity. This is what football's all about, right? Didn't we live for years on next man up? Vadarian Lowe, next man up. Ben Brown, next man up. Next man up. That's football.
Right. Okay, next man up. Hey, come on. Maybe we'll start combing the wires, and we'll see if we can't find who are some of the other stiffs that were around town the last couple of years.
Well, yeah.
Who's that guy that played for the Jets and then played for the Pats, and Belichick said, thank God for that guy, and then...
Oh,
you know who I'm talking about?
Something. Wasn't it a Mick?
And McFarlane. I don't mean that, it was McFarlane Energy.
I don't mean that in an offensive way. I mean, it started with MC.
Connor McDevitt. Connor McDevitt. There you
Connor
go.
Connor McDermott.
Connor McDermott. All right, him too. Connor McDavid and Connor McFarlane.
I would take
Connor,
him.
And speaking of McFarlane, McFarlane Energy is the sponsor of the Six Rings Postgame Show. McFarlane Energy is the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services. You can find it all and more at McFarlaneEnergy.com. Dave, Paul, Rick, Nolan, Brian, don't you guys go anywhere. The lines are full, and we are full of energy, and can't wait to get back and talk to you guys. 617-779-7937. The Patriots did get the win. We can't shake the fact that there's a nagging feeling that things went wrong, and we're a little bit worried that some of the holes in the armor will start to show themselves as the Patriots make their way through the final five games of the regular season and a postseason that it seems like they're all but destined to arrive in now. At what seed? Well, we'll find out just after Christmas. You're listening to the Postgame Show live on Boston Sports Original 93.7 FM WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
The Six Rings Postgame Show on WEEI.
How much emotional was it to see both Jared and Will, you know, go down and get carted off and what they were going through?
Man, I love those guys, man. They're going to be all right. I think, you know, that's the big thing about those guys. They're going to work hard and they're going to be back. And they've done such a good job for us this year, man. I love those guys. Will and Jared, they've been, meant a lot to me. I've got to know them in different ways and it hurts. It's disappointing, man. But that's this game. That's life. And they'll bounce back and help us down the road.
Patriots quarterback Drake May at the podium following today's 26-20 hard-fought, injury-riddled victory at Paycor Stadium. We're on to Cincinnati now. Thankfully, we're on to Foxborough, where the Patriots will get an extra day to rest up to play the roller coaster ride that is Famous Jameis and the New York Giants on Monday Night Football, kicking off December. Hard to believe that Thanksgiving, by the way, is 4 days from now, and Christmas, nuts, as my kids remind me every freaking morning, is a month away, dude. Are you, like, just a side note, are you ready for Thanksgiving, and are you even close to ready for Christmas?
No, not even close to Christmas, and starting to have that little pit of anxiety about Christmas, because I'm like, oh my God, I got gifts, I got this, I got to get ready, all that.
Everyone's a year older, everyone has that much more stuff with that. You don't know what the hell to get. Like,
don't know what to get, when to get it, how to get it, and decorating, because you know I like to decorate and have fun, but like, you actually have to do it. Like, you have to have the time to go get a tree, you know, make sure the inflatables are out, weather, like, oh my God, we're running out of time, and so much eggnog to drink and not enough time to drink it in, and these various different things.
Well, go ahead now. Only a few hundred people are on Twitch.
No, I'm not starting now. That would not be appropriate, and I'm trying to make it to Thanksgiving night. Christmas music and eggnog don't start until after Thanksgiving has passed.
You have that kind of willpower? God bless.
Yes.
Okay, good on you. Okay, anyway, back to the football at hand.
Absolutely. I just wanted to give a quick shout out, though, to the University of New Hampshire Wildcats, who qualified.
We're doing family shout outs? Okay,
yeah,
go ahead,
FCS playoffs. One of 24 teams in the country to qualify for the playoffs this year. They'll be at South Dakota next Saturday. And so, therefore, we won't be having Thanksgiving in my household because my son won't come home.
Yeah. Oh, well, look at that. See, you got a free.
I don't even need it.
Look at
now
Jackson.
I bought a turkey that I can't even use.
Jackson just gave you the gift of not having to worry about a big meal that he's not going to be home for.
Yep.
That's like an early Christmas gift in a lot of ways. Now you guys can just go get Five Guys.
I actually think we're going to go up and have enough family planning on the
radio.
Anyway.
Right. We have a whole afternoon show to talk about ourselves tomorrow. 617-779-7937 if you want to jump on with your old pals Fitzy and Hart here on the Six Rings Postgame Show. Megan Ottolini joins us for Megativity at 6 p.m. sharp.
I can't tell you how excited I am for that segment, and I don't mean this in a celebratory way, but But she was able to pull some negativity out of some pretty impressive wins and good days and days where everybody felt joyous. I can only imagine the meat that's on the bone for her to work with after this game.
Your phrasing was quite curious, interesting, and utterly unique, but at the same time, on brand for yourself, Andy. We'll have to make sure we engage in our weekly exercise as well, writing down the first word we believe Mego will describe today's Patriots game with. Back to the phones we go. Nolan is in the car. You know, we don't get a lot of Nolans on the postgame show. Happy to have you, pal.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'll be quick. I just had a couple of things to say. I know I'm kind of stating the obvious here, but
okay.
Their goal line offense was absolutely sorry. And it's been sorry for a couple weeks now, or if not a month. The red zone's been trash. They're leaving way too many points on the field. And it's kind of like, I think Vrabel, I can't remember who said it earlier in the week or a couple weeks ago. They're learning while they're winning, so I can't complain too much. But that's one thing that's really got to improve, because they're leaving points everywhere, and that's got to change quick. But thanks, guys.
Actually, that was a very succinct and appropriate phone call. Vrabel did say it. They're learning while they're winning, which is great. He would much rather learn in victory than defeat. But this is something that apparently they're having a hard time learning or grasping or adjusting to, because you said, I'll trade back with you here. You said the most alarming thing today, obviously past Will Campbell's injury, which could be devastating.
Right.
Hopefully not season ending. Fingers crossed. But you said the most alarming thing to you was Gonzo giving up an easy touchdown on a 25-yard back shoulder lob. Beautiful throw, by the way. Got to give Joe from the couch in Jersey his props. Gorgeous pass. He can still sling it with time. But Gonzo giving up that touchdown to Tinsley was the most alarming thing to you. To me, it was having about 27 chances from the one to get in and never actually being able to punch it through the goal. Now, they did score on that nice little fade to Hunter Henry, but Mac Hollins took out two guys, you know, in a four-way, no stoplight, OPI accident in the middle
subtlety,
of the
subtlety, not his middle name.
He even laughed about it. He's like, oh, me? You mean the guy that took out two dudes with one pick? Oh,
in college, that's targeting, and he has to sit out next week.
Honest to God.
Good Lord, rub route my ass.
Yeah, no, that was bad. That was concerning to me, though. Like,
yeah.
Why are you going with Ramondre? Why are you calling so many passes? Henderson was able to get in against the Jets. This defense, especially against the run, is worse than the Jets. I just go with what's been working for you recently. I know you're trying to make Fetch a thing and get Ramondre back in gear because you're going to need him eventually. Wait till he gets back up to speed, because obviously, Andy, he looked like maybe third gear was the most that he had in the transmission today.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons for it. You did start it to, and I'm trying to remember the specifics of every play, but you did start to lose portions of your offensive line, which hinders you. And let's not forget, a lot of their goal line packages may have included Tonga, so I don't know if he was available to play fullback. So there may have been some personnel reasons. Ben Brown at left guard, no Tonga at fullback. That played a factor in some of the red zone issues. But, you know, it's funny because Ted has been all over the red zone defense and how bad the red zone defense has been. When teams get inside the 20, it's basically touchdown. They're going to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Well, now you have concerns about the red zone offense. And if you're going to have two concerns for it to be red zone on both sides of the ball, you know, most related to points, those are terrible concerns to have as we get to Thanksgiving and the most important games of the year.
Yeah, the red zone defense actually got better today. And I mentioned earlier in the show, but I do want to say it again. After he started off having a quintessentially Carlton Davis-esque type of day, he did buckle down late on that last drive and make a couple of nice pass breakups against Yoshivas. And
Carlton
and
Davis played the
well.
Best game of his career as a Patriot, in my opinion.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I haven't seen him.
Like, he earned his paycheck today big time.
Absolutely. It was about damn time. Yeah, I didn't know it was going to take till Thanksgiving for me to say he had a great day. But he was picture perfect. He was putting on a clinic where he was just like, boom, late hand, knock it away. Boom, late hand, knock it away. Yeah, he did his job as well as anybody today. I can't say that about too many other people.
Back to the phones we go. Similar concerns will now be echoed by Rick in New Hampshire. What's up in the 603, Rick?
Oh, all I can say is phew. I thought they were going to lose that one. And I tell you, that's the only bright side is they got to win. All right? They were just total lack of imagination on the offense, particularly at the goal line. I mean, you got to come up with something there. I'm sure it was going to bite him in the ass at the end. I really did. But they also look like a team that could use a rest, and that bye is going to help. But both touchdowns the Patriots got were totally gifted. Henry was wide open, and Flacco, he threw about the worst pick you can even imagine. It was a total brain fart. But the D was still giving up plays on that last drive, and I was afraid of the Flacco factor. Thank God they pulled out the W.
That's right, Rick. Well said. Thank you very much for the call, sir. All I can say is phew. Yeah, again, so there has to be some tip of the cap to the fact that in the face of injuries, knowing you're not playing well, you know, understanding that the other team decided not to roll over but rather took the fight to you in their house with their season on the line, that the Pats' resilience did shine through. And I give a lot of that credit just to the players themselves. You know, Kayshon Booty had a lot of fight in him earning those pass interference calls when he was running the Hunter Henry did have a terrific game, as many prognosticated, because the Bengals are weak, if non-existent, at the linebacking position. Other guys on the line Bradbury kind of looked like he got pushed around a little bit. Chris Jenkins gave him the business early and often. But we mentioned Robert Spillane, where he needed to be. Carlton Davis, great game. But we do also have to say one concern we haven't actually had the time to get to yet, Andy, but we probably do need to, you know, at least start flirting with before we go to. Well, we'll do it on the other side after commercial break. But you hadn't given up more than but a 50-yard rusher on the year. That was 53 yards. So basically the run defense had been dynamite all year. Chase Brown ate you up today.
Absolutely. And we can get into it more, but, I mean, you were without two of your three best defensive linemen, right? You mm-hmm. come in without Milton Williams, and Tonga goes out with the chest injury. So there's a reason for it. Now maybe they're also getting worn down. That would be one area. I've heard a lot of people say that, like, any of these things have to do with the late bye getting worn down. If there was one area you could sell me that would get worn down, it's run defense. That's a very physical aspect of the game. So we'll see. Also, Chase Brown, pretty good running back. You know, what was alarming to me is a couple of the runs were like, boom, he's already 9 yards downfield. Just like pure.
He's fast. Yeah.
There was not a lot of fight there. But, yeah, that's not great to see. Okay, so the red zone defense, red zone offense, the run defense. Wow, really piling up concerns.
All right, while you have a chance to scribble down all those and the rest of your concerns, I'd like to remind everybody that, as is always sponsored by our friends at Cars for Kids, Andy's Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down will be coming in the 6 o'clock hour here on the postgame show. Mego joins us at 6 p.m. with her weekly installment of Megativity, and we're happy to have you just on the other side here. Don't go too far. Quick commercial break, and we're back with more of the Six Rings postgame show live on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI.
Some of the comments from the social media in reaction to the Patriots' 6-point win against the Bengals in Cincinnati today from Instagram. 6-point win against a 400-year-old quarterback with a sprained throwing shoulder. No Ja'Marr Chase, not much T. Higgins, not a 10-2 level win by any means. If the Bengals had been a real contender, we'd have blown that one and taken the L for sure. Another one. That game kicked me into early menopause. They still pulled off the W. Let's hope injuries aren't that bad and they got their blank together and their blank performance out of the system today rather than later in the season against the Bills. Andy, I'm cherry picking some of the longer, more creative ones, but the comments online, by and large, though we've had some callers say, hey, a win is a win and I'm happy to see them at 10 wins. Football's football and injuries happen. I appreciate and I get that as well. But I don't think it's front-runner syndrome, and I don't think it's Foxborough sensitivity for people to say, like, yeah, you know, if the Bengals weren't just the Bungles, Pats don't escape Cincinnati with a dub today.
Yeah, there's some truth to that. Now, I think the gifts went both ways. I do think you gave them a little bit of a gift early on from the Drake May interception. I think he even said I gave them one early. Yep. And then Joe Flacco gave you one back, so you kind of crossed those out. But yeah, it was not your best football game. I do think it's interesting. If this team were in a different point in its evolution, if this were like 2 years down the road and you'd been to the playoffs 3 years in a row or whatever, blah, blah, this is one of those, well, you know, this is what good veteran teams do. They find a way to get the win on the road even when you don't play your best football and when you have some adversity against you, blah, 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 right? But they're not, they haven't earned that yet. That's not the way they are viewed, but, you know, it will be down the road. But there's some truth to it. this is what teams do if you want to stay in the hunt for the number one seed, right? You find a way to not have that hiccup game, right? You just find a way to get it done and then figure out the rest when you get back to Gillette and assess the injuries and assess the roster and all those things. So, yeah, I'm going to choose to acknowledge the concerns regarding the health of the team, mm-hmm. but also acknowledge that you got the win to stay ahead of the pace in the American Football Conference toward a number one seed. And I think that's huge. I really do think that's huge because if you get that done, you know what it ensures? You play in the divisional round. You've won a playoff game. If you get the bye, you've won a playoff game. You get to skip the first round. So I'm going to choose. Now, that
And not only a playoff win, but might I also add, sir, you get an extra week to heal your wounds, lick your chops, correct. And rest up.
All that being said, every game on the horizon becomes more losable and more challenging if Will Campbell is not playing, if Jared Wilson is not playing, if Kyrese Tonga is not playing. Like, if you, even Brendan Schooler, if he's, you know,
forget about
up.
That one too, Jeepers.
Oh, yeah, there's another one. So if you, it's a give and take. You get Stevenson back, you get Booty back. At least Booty made some plays for you. But yes, the Will Campbell one is the biggest one. Baltimore, far more losable. I mean, I guess we have to assess, you know, give some credence to Vinny. The Giants is more losable on Monday night because of the Will Campbell injury and it being the first game after the injury. But everything, the Bills, the Ravens, those two games we circled, yep, absolutely more losable. You know, when we were getting greedy and saying 15-2 was in play and 14-2 was in play, I mean 14-3, those no longer feel like they're as attainable.
617-779-7937. You can jump on the line like our guy, the Boston Bar Guy, to talk about today's win. What's up, Boston Bar Guy?
Hey, Fitzy. Hey, Andy. Guys, we lost our left side of the line today, and we found a way to win, Fitzy. You know, the guys, I mean, we're 6-0 on the road, mm-hmm. and if you had told me, Fitzy, if you and I had a conversation 10 weeks ago and said, we're going to be 10-2. You would have called them. We would have both. They would have laughed at us. All right. Mm-hmm. We're 10-2. We found a way to win today. We got stuffed on the goal line, which, I mean, how many, what, we have 14 plays inside the 10 yard line before they stuffed us on fourth down. You know, we needed to score there, but hey, we found a way to hang on and win that game. And we're 6-0 on the road. We're 10-2. We got Drake. As long as Drake May stays healthy, we're okay. I totally believe that. But I, you know, Will Campbell, that's a crusher. But you know, hey, let's see what happens. But ten and two, Fitzy. We can't ask for anything more. All right, guys, have a good night.
Thank you. Keep your hands at 10-2, my guy. Appreciate that. You know, had we had this conversation a few weeks ago and someone had said, hey, the Patriots are going to be 10-2, they probably would have, you know, confiscated our belongings and said, what substance are you people on? Because there's no way in hell, no reality has the Patriots at 10-2 with this roster after the team they've been the last couple of seasons. And yet, here they are. It's just our job to sort of present the case for why this was good, of course, but also why this might be a little bit alarming. No, we're not trying to be typical negative Boston media. No, we're not trying to be the Patriots media cartel. And no, we're not trying to rain on anyone's parade. But I think it would be disingenuous of any fan out there to say, hell yeah, we got that dub. We're going to the chip. Hold on. Maybe. But it's going to be a little more difficult to ride with some of the injuries and some of the, I won't say ineptitude or inadequacies, some of the inconsistencies, Andy, that we saw today against the Bengals.
And just to put a bow on this hour, I'd say there was no one with more negative a tone than the head coach of the New England Patriots, in my opinion. I think his saltiness at the podium told you this was different. There were no talk. Mm-hmm. There was no talk of joy, and don't let anybody take the joy from your victory. Somebody took the joy from his victory. And my guess is the person or the action that took the joy from his victory was his left tackle, his rookie left tackle, being injured, and I'm guessing he thinks it might be serious, and that took the joy from the victory from him.
You know what I'm going to do on the commercial break? I'm going to grab a glass of water, but also, thanks for asking, going to try to find that video. Let's see if Vrabel was in the hallway dapping everybody up.
Nope.
Let's hear.
He was not. Not according to Mike Reese.
Oh.
Went right to the locker room.
Okay now.
That's not bueno.
Okay now. I'll just leave it at that. Thank you very much for sharing. We love you, Mike Reese. You are more than just the king of media snacks. You are also damn fine at your job. We appreciate that. That change. Okay, calculus change. All right, when we come back, top of the 6 o'clock hour, Megan Ottolini from WEI.com and Football Sunday, our great pregame show, joins us for her world-famous Megativity segment. Everyone, why don't you grab a piece of paper, some sort of writing instrument, write down the first word, the descriptive that Mego chooses to describe today's game. Andy and I will do the same, and we'll see you on the other side for hour number three of the Six Rings postgame show right here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.